Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our environment unit today, and today we're going to be talking about straws. Those are those thin plastic tubes that we use to suck liquid out of containers, whether it be a bottle or a can or even a glass. But I guess they might not be so good for the environment.
I feel bad about this because I love drinking with straws. I think my pop, which is soda pop, like Coke or Sprite or something, it tastes even better in a straw.
Okay, well, that's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
I personally don't really like drinking through straws, maybe
Why?
Because I have a larger mouth, and in order to drink through a straw, I've got to, you know, make my lips really, really small to suck on the thing. I like to send liquid into my mouth in great gushes.
Yeah, a big gulp.
Big gulps, indeed. Mm. So that's what's happening here, but evidently, some of these plastic straws, or a lot of them, I should say, wind up in the environment, and then these sea turtles eat them,
Ooh.
And it causes them all sorts of problems. So
oh, that's bad.
We've got a Taiwanese student here in Taiwan by the name of Zheng Wong Tong. I hope I said that right. He is trying to make a difference. He's trying to make these biodegradable straws that may not do so much harm to the environment. Let's find out what this is all about, everybody. Let's listen to the contents of our lesson right now. In the middle of the ocean, a sea turtle is looking for food. It mistakes a piece of plastic debris for a jellyfish, and upon ingesting it, it starts struggling to breathe. Unfortunately, this scene is all too common. More than half of the world's sea turtles have consumed plastic and other trash, according to a study conducted by the University of Queensland. When swallowed, plastic can block the animal's guts, pierce the gut wall, or release toxic chemicals into the animal's body tissues. The degree of this environmental problem is not foreign to most people. Many are aware that plastic straws are one of the top culprits. Taiwanese student Zheng Wong Dong was horrified after he watched a video of a sea turtle wincing in pain as a 4-inch straw was removed from its bleeding nose. Zheng knew something had to be done. In Taiwan alone, 3 billion plastic straws are used every year. To make matters worse, plastic straws are not compostable and are costly to recycle. Zheng knew it would be difficult to reduce the country's reliance on straws, so he had to think of an alternative. He turned to paper for a solution and came up with an eco-friendly foldable paper straw. The design comes flat in a paper package. Users tear open the package and then gently push the straw until it assumes a cylinder shape. After being used, the straw can be placed back in the package and recycled, reducing its toll on the environment. Gone are the days when straws were only made of plastic. Now there are not only compostable straws, but also reusable straws made of glass, stainless steel, or even bamboo. The next time you need a drinking straw, opt for one that has less impact on the environment.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about these straws that this young man's trying to get rid of. I have to say, it makes me kind of sad because I love straws. And I have to tell you, Tom,
yep.
I do recycle my plastic straws.
You do?
Yeah, I use them several times because I don't always have a straw. So I make sure I always wash my straws and put them in my drawer with my utensils.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
but
do.
I think most people probably don't do that. They just use it once and
True.
Toss it away.
Yeah.
But in any case, we are making the suggestion here. Let's make plastic things a thing of the past. And this phrase, a thing of the past, means it's something that we don't see anymore. It's gone, it's passé, and we don't need to think about it anymore.
Yeah, sometimes we talk about styles and clothing being a thing of the past, but they always come back. A thing of the past, and then there's another phrase that we're going to run into at the end of the article, gone are the days when something was true. They're similar. Things that we used to do or habits we had or styles that we once really enjoyed, They're kind of old now.
Oh, now that you've said gone are the days,
yeah.
I'm almost ready to break into song here with an old Stephen Foster song, but I will restrain myself. Let's begin to talk about the lesson now.
Okay.
In the middle of the ocean, a sea turtle is looking for food. Okay, we all know what sea turtles are. They're actually kind of cute, and they swim around in the ocean and stuff like that. They're kind of big, and they don't have feet so much as they have flippers. So, yeah, it's a sea turtle there. I guess they lay their eggs on beaches and stuff like that, and every year a bunch of those cute little sea turtles hatch, and then they go to the ocean. It's just such a wonderful sight to see.
They're so cute. Well, this poor little sea turtle, it mistakes a piece of plastic debris for a jellyfish. If you mistake something for something else, you look at something and you think incorrectly that it's something else than it is. Oh, I mistook my mother for my sister. Well, he looked at a piece of plastic debris, and he thought it was a jellyfish instead. Debris here is a French word. That's why we're not saying the S. Debris means something left over from something that existed before. So maybe a house fell down and there's only debris left, little things around. He thought it was a jellyfish. So what did he do? He tried to eat it.
Ooh.
So if you ingest something, that's a verb. It means you take it into your mouth to eat it.
Exactly. Eating it and then ingesting it, which is when it's inside your body,
yeah,
trying to be digested and stuff like that. But unfortunately, this sea turtle starts struggling to breathe.
Aww.
It might be suffocating.
Aww.
Unfortunately, this scene is all too common. So, yes, you might think, oh, this is just one particular case. No, it happens all the time. It is all too common. All too here just means very. It is very common. More than half of the world's sea turtles have consumed plastic and other trash, according to a study conducted by the University of Queensland, which I assume is in Australia. So again, we've got the verb to consume here, which can refer to food, to consume.
Yeah.
But we also talk about consumers in society buying and using products, which we all are. We're all consumers. But here, we're talking about the sea turtles actually eating the plastic, consuming it, ingesting it, and they also eat and consume other kinds of trash. And this is information that came from the University of Queensland conducted. This is a study or some research conducted. And, well, here we've got the verb to conduct, which means you kind of undertake something, you carry it out, you do it. To conduct also could refer to that guy waving the baton in front of an orchestra. He's conducting the orchestra.
Right, the conductor. I wanted to mention we consume things by not eating them too, like Tom said. For example, our vehicles, our cars, our scooters, they consume gas, gasoline. Well, here this poor little sea turtle has consumed that plastic.
Okay.
When he swallowed it, the plastic then went into his body. And what happens is it can block the animal's guts. When you talk about your guts, you're talking about your stomach or your belly, right? Your guts. And then it pierces the gut wall. To pierce something means to take a very sharp object and then have it go through something. For example, a shot. You can go to the nurse or the doctor and get a shot. That needle will pierce your skin. That needle goes through your skin. Well, this plastic can pierce the gut wall, his stomach, where all his intestines are, you know, where we use our guts to digest things.
Sure.
And then what happens is it releases toxic chemicals into the animal's body tissues. Ugh. Toxic means poisonous, something that can hurt you. And the body tissues are just, you know, the cells, the tissues inside your body. So this is a bad thing.
Yeah, tissues to me just kind of means the soft part of the body, but it can basically refer to all the different kinds of cells and things that make up living things like animals and plants and stuff like that. So that's what happens here when a sea turtle eats a straw or a piece of plastic. And yes, indeed, it can block the guts, pierce the gut wall, release those toxic chemicals. And, well, it wouldn't be surprising if the turtle actually passed away,
yeah,
died.
That would kill the turtle.
Yeah, and we don't want that to happen because they are, oh, so cute.
They are.
Now, let's move on now to the next paragraph. It says, the degree of this environmental problem is not foreign to most people. So here we've got degree, and that just means the amount or level or extent of something, the degree to which I'm going to study this weekend or something, how much I'm going to study. Degree could also be in mathematics, like a circle has 360 degrees, etc., 90 degree angle, etc. But here, the amount of this environmental problem, or the degree, is not foreign to most people. Most people know about this.
We use degree for a lot of things, don't we?
Sure.
We use it for temperatures. Here we use Celsius, so it might be 17 degrees Celsius. Or in America, we use Fahrenheit, so it might be 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
It could also refer to the certificate you get when you go to a university, your degree, my PhD degree, for example.
Yeah, what degree did you get? Oh, I got a master's in something or a bachelor's degree in something. Well, the degree of this environmental problem is not foreign to most people. You get it. You understand it. It's not foreign, which means you understand it. Now, many are aware that plastic straws are one of the top culprits. This is a great word. I don't think I've ever seen culprit in one of our articles, Tom.
No.
Culprit is somebody who is responsible for something. It could be somebody who has done something bad. Maybe the bank was robbed and you suspect somebody as being the culprit, somebody who is responsible for it. It could be the cause of something or that causes something to be defective. Well, the plastic straws are one of the culprits for killing some of these animals.
Yeah, exactly. Culprit usually refers to a person that causes something bad to happen.
Yeah.
Who robbed the bank? Well, Mr. Wilson is the culprit. So in any case here, we're talking about plastic straws as being one of the things that are responsible for this environmental problem when turtles swallow those straws and suffocate and have all sorts of nasty problems. And we're going to introduce a local boy, Jung Wong Dong, in just a second here, but right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先刚开始提到，这里说 a sea turtle is looking for food. 一只海龟正在寻找食物。第一个空格的句子叙述 it blank one a piece of plastic debris for a jellyfish.在这里呢，我们需要一个动词，指的就是呢，它把一片塑胶的碎片误认成为水母，而把它给吃了下去。在这里，英文里面可以说 mistake A for B， 也就是把 A 误认成 B。所以第一题的标准答案，我们选择 E 选项的 mistakes。这个海龟呢，把塑胶碎片误认成了水母。第二个空格的句子提到 Unfortunately, this scene is all too blank too. 放在 be 动词后面要加一个形容词。这个句子的文意是说很不幸的这样的场景实在是太怎么样了。后面继续叙述呢说根据研究世界上有超过一半的海龟曾经吃下塑胶跟其他的垃圾可见这样的事情是非常的常见的。所以第二个空格搭配 C 选项 common 形容词解释成为常见的。第三个空格的句子写着 When blank three, plastic can block the animal's guts. 在这里我们看到的主词被省略掉了，所以就去后面找主词。主词是 plastic， 这个塑胶呢有可能会堵塞住动物的肠胃。当然要有一个先决条件，就是当这个塑胶被海龟被这些动物吞下去的时候。所以第三个空格可以选择 L 选项的 swallowed， 在这里是过去分词表被动，指的是塑胶 被吞进去的时候。第四个空格的句子提到 The degree of this environmental problem is not blank for to most people. 这样子环境问题的严重程度呢，对大部分的人来讲并不是怎么样的。后面有提到，其实许多人都知道塑胶吸管就是罪魁祸首之一，所以这样的问题对大部分的人来讲并不陌生。所以第四题可以选择 K 选项的 foreign 当作形容词，就可以解释成为陌生的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about plastic straws.Being a thing of the past, they really do cause a lot of environmental problems. And we gave this example of this cute sea turtle that actually came upon the plastic straw and thought it was a jellyfish. And so, of course, he wanted to eat it. But as he took it into his body, it went down into his guts. We think that it pierces gut walls, that are very soft and tender, and that releases toxic chemicals into an animal's body. And thereafter, the animal doesn't survive.
No.
It doesn't make it. So it passes away, as Tom said. Now, the degree or severity, severity means how bad something is, the severity or degree of this environmental problem, is not foreign to most people. We get it. We know that plastic shouldn't be in the ocean, right?
Exactly,、
yeah.
and of course we're talking about plastic straws being one of the top culprits. Not the only one,
no.
but one of the top. And so here we have Zheng Wang Dong. He's a Taiwanese student, and he was horrified after he watched a video of a sea turtle wincing in pain as a 4-inch straw was removed from its bleeding nose. So he's a student here. He was watching a video somewhere, maybe in a class or maybe on TV somewhere,And he was horrified. He just thought this was a really terrible thing to watch. He was watching a video of a sea turtle wincing in pain. Wincing here just means you're kind of moving your body in such a way to mean that you're in pain. Oh, this hurts so much. And you're kind of moving around trying to stop the pain.
Yeah, your face is usually kind of scrunched up.
You know? Wincing in pain.
Yeah.
You might wince in pain if you get a shot or something like that and it hurts. And again, this is because the turtle had a 4-inch straw in its nose, and he was wincing in pain because that straw was being removed from his bleeding nose. To remove here just means to take something out of where it is. You might want to have your tonsils removed, for example, or your appendix removed, or maybe you might even have a tooth removed if it's a dead tooth or something.
Or just recently I got a new bed, new mattress for my apartment, so I had the old one.Removed or taken outside, and we threw it away. So he had this straw removed from his bleeding nose. Oh, poor little sea turtle. Now, Zheng knew something had to be done. We can't just go on exposing our poor sea animals to things like plastic straws. So in Taiwan alone, here's a fact for you. There are 3 billion plastic straws used every year. Not surprising, because I have noticed, Tom, that in Taiwan, they have all of these drink shops. In my little neighborhood, I must have 6 of them right around the corner. It's just crazy how many drink shops we have.
They're quite popular, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and if you get a drink, you have to get a straw, so I'm not surprised.
True, and yeah, you want a straw so you don't spill it when you're riding on the bus or walking home or whatever.
Yeah.
So, indeed, people in Taiwan love their straws, and people here use up to 3 billion plastic straws every year.
Wow.
Now, to make matters worse, plastic straws are not compostable and are costly to recycle. So, to make matters worse, you could say even worse. If that wasn't bad enough, that we use so many plastic straws, what is even worse than that is that they're not compostable. This word compostable is not that common, but basically it does refer to recycling things, especially if they're biodegradable.
That's the word we always use. is biodegradable.
That's the more common word,
yeah.
Which means they can basically break down and return to the ecosystem.
Right.
If you bury them in dirt, for example, they'll eventually decay and return to the ecosystem in a harmless manner. And so plastic straws don't do that.
It comes from the word, too, compost.
Yep.
My sister collects, you know, the peeling from vegetables and fruit that they eat, and then she puts it in this compost, you know, I guess you'd call it a pail, a garbage can sort of thing, and they use that and they put it in their garden.
Right. You have to bury it underground or something,
yeah.
And it will become dirt again, and it will provide nutrients for your garden.
Like fertilizer.
Fertilizer. Yes, it will fertilize your garden.
Yes.
Compostable or compost as the noun form.
Mm-hmm.
And they're costly to recycle. It just takes a lot of money to recycle all those straws. And most of the time, they probably just say, heck with it. Let's just send it into the incinerator or just send it to the landfill or
buried.
Bury it and it just stays there forever.
Ugh.
Or then simply people just toss them out and eventually they end up in the ocean somehow.
That's right. Well, Jung, he knew it would be difficult to reduce the country's reliance on straws. If you rely on something, you kind of need it. It's something you expect to be there to help you out. So he thought, well, I don't think Taiwan's going to change. They're still going to want to use straws. So he thought, we need an alternative to these plastic straws. An alternative just means another choice, something else you can do. Something's available as another possibility. So he turned to paper for a solution, and he came up with this eco-friendly foldable paper straw. If you turn to something, it means you look to that as a way to solve a problem or look at it as a possibility. So he turned to paper for a solution to figure this problem out. What can we do? He thought, well, let's make our straws out of paper instead of plastic.
Which is kind of interesting because when I was a kid, I do remember paper straws.
Me too.
They wouldn't last as long because they'd get soggy after a while, so eventually everything was plastic. But in any case, he has turned to paper for a solution, and he has an eco-friendly foldable paper straw. Eco-friendly means it's environmentally friendly. Mm-hmm. It's good for the environment.
Yeah.
It can recycle. It can be biodegradable and things like that. So it's also foldable, which makes it convenient. And let's talk about the actual design here. It comes flat in a paper package. Okay, maybe you've seen these around. I'm not quite sure. But users, somebody who wants to use this paper straw, will tear open the package and then gently push the straw until it assumes a cylinder shape. That actually sounds kind of fun here. We have the word assume here. That just means it takes on this shape. It becomes this shape. A cylinder. That's just a word that describes a shape. It's like the shape of a can of soda.
Uh-huh.
That is a cylinder, a can of soda, or a can of pop, depending on where you're from. And yes, indeed, so that's what basically a straw is shaped like. It's shaped like a very, very long and thin cylinder.
Well, after being used, the straw can be placed back in the package and recycled, reducing its toll on the environment. Now, if something takes a toll, it hurts the environment. It's what the environment has to put up with. So hopefully this new paper straw that he's invented is much better. Gone are the days. Here's this phrase. Gone are the days when straws were made of plastic only. If you're made of something, that's what ingredients are put into this particular product. Lots of things are made of plastic these days. Hopefully we can get away from plastic so much, though.
Or use plastic and then recycle it more.
Don't throw it away. Just reuse it.
That's asking a lot of people, unless you charge them a lot for it.
Yeah.
If you get them where it hurts in their wallet, then they'll probably do something. But now there are not only compostable straws that can be biodegradable, but also reusable straws made of glass, stainless steel, or even bamboo. So they're reusable. You can use them more than once. They're made of glass. Stainless steel, of course, is what a lot of things are made of. My little drinking vessel here is made of stainless steel. And bamboo, of course, is quite plentiful. The next time you need a drinking straw, opt for one or choose one
yes,
that has less impact on the environment. Here, impact is an influence, but usually a very severe one.
Yeah, an impact is how much you influence something else. For example, I'm sure your parents have had a big impact on your life. Here, we're hoping you opt for a different kind. Opt for does mean choose, but you can't say choose for. So you have to opt for something or choose something. So we hope that you'll choose something that is more environmentally friendly. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
接着我们来看到第五个空格的句子，写着 Taiwanese student 郑王栋 was blank five after he watched a video. 其实呢，台湾有一个学生叫做郑王栋，他看了一部影片，后面有叙述这个海龟的这个影片，他感到怎么样呢？看到这样的景象，我们一般人会感到非常的震惊、惊恐。搭配句型 was 后面放形容词跟文意，第五题的标准答案可以选择 B 选项 horrified， 也就是有感到震惊的。所以他就想了一个方法，在第六个空格在这里写着 Chen knew it would be difficult to reduce the country's blank six on straws, so he had to think of an alternative. 这位同学呢，他知道要减少台湾对于吸管的怎么样是很困难的，所以他就寻找了一个替代方案。在这里有个关键字，第六个空格后面有个介系词 on， 因为我们一般来讲都相当的依赖吸管，所以如果要减低大家对于吸管的依赖是有点困难的。第六格在所有格后面需要放一个名词搭配介系词 on， 所以我们就选择 I 选项 reliance， 也就是有依赖的意思。第七个空格 ，He turned to paper for a and blank seven and came up with an eco-friendly foldable paper straw. 所以他就转向纸张来当作是怎么样，然后就想到了一种呢替代方案，是环保又可折叠的纸吸管。第七个空格很明显要寻找一个名词，他从纸张这边找到了一个解决的方案。搭配文意，第七题可以选择 J 选项 solution， 也就是有解决方案的意思。第八个空格在这里提到呢，这样子的纸吸管呢，在使用过后可以呢再放回这个包装里面再回收，这样一来就可以 reducing its blank aid on the environment， 既可以放回包装里面又可以回收，当然对于环境所造成的伤害就减低了。第八个空格放在所有格 its 后面是一个名词，搭配文意可以选择 G 选项 toll， 也就是有损失的意思。第九个空格的句子写着 Now there are not only compostable straws but also blank nine straws made of glass, stainless steel or even bamboo. 现在这里的吸管呢，不只是有这些堆肥的吸管，还有用玻璃、不锈钢或者是竹子所制成的怎么样的吸管呢？所以这些吸管都是 reusable， 可以重复使用的。所以第九题标准答案就选择 A。第十个空格 ，The next time you need a drinking straw, blank ten, one that has less impact on the environment。下次呢，需要吸管的时候，你就可以选择一种对于环境的冲击比较少的吸管。第十个空格可以选择 D 选项的 opt for， 也就是有选择的意思。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. And if you have a chance, please check out the straws made by Taiwanese student Zheng Wang Dong. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.